Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Good evening. The show begins tonight with the Strait of Hormuz, a conversation with Bill Raggio of FTD. Strait of Hormuz is not open. It is being managed by the Iranians without any effort, as far as I can see. The U.S. Navy has backed off. Iran says there are favored, treasured friends, Russia, China, Iran, Iraq, India, Pakistan are mentioned. The rest are not friendly or suspect, and you can apply to be a friendly nation. In other words, they've divided the nations that need the supplies, the resources out of the Gulf into two camps. Either bow to the Iranian demands for a toll or be an unfriendly. Conversation with Edmund Fitton Brown today, who knows the region. He's been the UK ambassador to Yemen. He said the Iranians must get the Omanis to come their way because Oman and Iran are on opposite sides of the narrowest of the strait where you must get out into the ocean. Therefore, without Oman, Iran does not command even the claim that it makes that it can dominate the strait. What is the United States doing about it? As far as I can tell, not very much. I'm told that the Iranians can leave their ports and take incoming supplies to their ports. The U.S. Navy is not interfering. In other words, the blockade is one way and peculiar. In addition, we have to consider the funeral in Iran makes it very clear that there will be another act. Mojtaba Khamenei, said to be the Ayatollah, has not been visible since the attack on February 28th. Speculation that he's dead, speculation that he's comatose, speculation that he's brain injured, speculation that he's badly scarred. I do mention that the chief justice figure in Iran is swearing revenge on those who led the attack, and by that he means the leadership. This is not going to be a better scene. The Trump administration has wandered into trouble for a long time. In Israel, dealing with Hezbollah, which means dealing with Iran's proxy, the U.S. has a claim that they're making peace between Israel and Lebanon, the government. It's what I understand, that is not making peace. The Lebanese government is no more going to take on Hezbollah than it's going to take on Israel or the IDF. Hezbollah can be turned on and off by Iranian Guards Corps that commands it. Spoke to a Samuel Ben-Hur of the FDD about Gaza. The border is not porous. Hamas controls maybe 30%, 35%, 40% of Gaza. But there's no rebuilding going on. There can be, but it's not happening. In addition, there's no attention to building up the resources for winter. As far as I can see, nothing's happening but the Hamas gunmen. There's no positive here. There's a lot of talk about the Board of Peace, but no action. The excuse being Hamas won't disarm. Well, no, they won't. Can Israel disarm them? Dubious. The border may not be porous, but it can be breached. The Houthis, I do not see much on the Houthis, but Edmund Fitton Brown mentions that the Houthis are contesting that Saudi Arabia is overreaching, controlling their airspace. Could be trouble. Remember, the Houthis command Bab el-Mandeb, that's the choke point of the Red Sea. In other news, the Russians, for some reason, wanted us to know that they're in contest with Ukraine by firing an enormous barrage into Kyiv, killing as many as they could reach, wrecking buildings, reminding on the eve of NATO that Moscow commands the battlefield along the NATO frontier. the NATO meeting is in Ankara, an inconstant and mysterious member of NATO, Turkey. Also, China wanted NATO to remember by firing a missile into the nuclear free zone of the Pacific from one of its boomers, submarine that fires missiles. These are not indications of peaceful days ahead. The Trump administration is inadequate for the challenge that Russia and China present. Anyone's inadequate. Two nuclear powers with one mission, to humble the United States of America and its allies. I wish there was positive news to end this. The rains came in New England, and they'll be here for a few days. It was very hot. Friday and Saturday, very hot. Pleasantly hot if you stop moving and got under the shade of an apple tree, which I did for a while. I enjoy the garden enormously. It's philosophy for me. There's more tomorrow, especially on the firing of that missile into the nuclear free fire zone in the Pacific by the People's Republic of China's PLA Navy. I'll be joined by Jim Fennell, Captain Jim Fennell, United States Navy retired intelligence officer who tracks the Chinese submarines. And we'll be joined by Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness, former member of Congress. Thaddeus and I will also touch on the campaign, which Thaddeus will remind me has many months to go and everything's long term. But there's reason to say there'll be some changes. Mitch McConnell is said to be hospitalized and not recovering. And the politics just got more dubious. It's a clear road ahead for the Democrats in the House and Senate because the major Senate candidate in Maine is said to be withdrawing or might withdraw or should withdraw. It depends on who you're talking to. Because of the credible allegations of sexual assault within these last years against a woman he knew. Everybody's got the problem of bringing on troubled past and not adequately vetting it. The number one troubled past, of course, is the President of the United States. I hope you enjoy the show. There's much more to it, a lot of detail about Iran, about Hezbollah, about Lebanon, about Gaza, about Hamas, about the Houthis, a lot of detail, with attention to Ukraine and its contest with Russia, which right now is an air war, drone to drone, missile to missile. Good night.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.